Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. Blake and Mitch here with you. Cypress, Texas. You know the drill. How you doing, Mitch?
Doing pretty good, I guess.
Good week so far?
Too early to tell.
Yeah. How you feel about this time change?
Hate it.
Yeah.
But I'll love it here in about 2 weeks.
It wasn't good Saturday getting 4 hours of sleep because the damn time changed.
When it instantaneously jumped from 2 to 3.
I was like, yay, we had a great night. Thank you for coming out and seeing us play. 3 o'clock. What do you do? I don't know, man. I of course, like when it, you know, falls back.
Naturally.
A little extra hour of partying, if you will. But we did. We had a great time out in Palestine, Texas with the folks from Red Air Hurricane and Outlaw Country. Don't get that far east Texas that often. We had a blast. Hospitality was...
Yeah, big time.
Through the roof, man.
Big shout out to those Red Dirt guys. They really took care of us.
Put us up. Good barbecue. Good friends to talk with. It was nice. Can't wait to come back. This week on the docket, we have... a show in Austin, Texas, at
South
Rebel Songs. South by Somewhere, right? Wait, well, do you think we should do two? Should we do two shows on Saturday?
Why not?
Okay, we'll do two shows on Saturday.
Come on out. We'll throw another one in the mix.
We'll be at Rebels Honky Tonk at 5 o'clock, playing, I think, from 5 to 6. This is Saturday. And then late night in it over at the AUE Showcase at Peckerheads on 6th. Gonna be fun. Everybody I've talked to says, you know, like, if you can't afford to go to South by Southwest, or if you're just not into dealing with, you know, a festival mode of South by Southwest, that you can always find free music down, you know, in Austin. In fact, a lot of the people I've talked to have gone both, and they love just going and hitting up all the free showcases in and around downtown Austin. So come out, you know, hang out. It's going to be fun. We're going to be there all day. Playing music, hanging with friends, having good times. I haven't partied down on 6th Street.
Since I was in college.
Yeah, a lot of years. What was your favorite hangout? Did y'all ever have a hangout coming up from San Marcos?
My favorite hangout wasn't actually on 6th. It was off of 4th and Congress, I think. It's the White Elephant, or the Elephant Room.
Yeah, because when you're on 6th...
We used to go watch Dave Bowen play in a jazz group there, and it was cool. But as far as 6th Street's concerned,
it's a hopping deal.
You went to where the party was at and where you could get the quickest drinks.
Yeah, what was it like? Because like when you would come to College Station, we would never stay at one bar for more than
a
half hour on Northgate. We would hop big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyways, come down 6th Street, Austin area. I think Rebels Honky Tonk's on 5th. Boasting the only mechanical bull in Austin, Texas, by the way.
I better stay away from that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's not out of shape I am. Dude, I'm sore from sitting there and throwing those rocks for like 30 minutes.
The old rock game got you, huh? Rock in the dumpster to get you. It is nearing, it's middle March. We have not done Rose Hill's March newscast, so that's what this podcast is going to be about. We're going to go through some stuff. I'm going to see what Mitch thinks about some certain topics that I've picked for us to discuss.
I always enjoy these because I don't really know what's coming up. It's kind of like a rapid fire.
It was actually difficult to pick these today because in Mitch's studio jam room here, his computer is also next to his guitar amp. So as I was trying to look up things to discuss today, he was blaring the guitar in my ear, which generally is awesome. Although when I'm trying to read articles, it's very, very difficult.
Can't so, contain the rock.
You can't. Yeah, wouldn't you call it beautiful noise or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, anyways, we're going to get started on that. Obviously, first out of the gate, we've got to talk about the earthquake, tsunami in Japan. Mitch, have you been watching the news?
Yeah. I mean, I have bits and pieces of it. It's just, wow.
The craziest scene for me is the wave going over the rice fields.
It just looks... with like the floating houses on fire.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just standing there, just watching that shit come at you and just going like...
I mean, what do you do?
What can I do?
You're screwed. I mean, act of God. There's nothing you can do.
I mean, I can't imagine that. I heard this morning, I haven't flipped the news on this afternoon or anything, but apparently the reactor or whatever blew up, the nuclear deal.
I think it's leaking. I'm not sure it blew up yet.
Either way, it's no bueno.
No bueno. No, not at all. Which should have all, it should have everybody on, you know, on our coast.
Here's the scary
part. Especially in California.
Like, here's the scary part, though, Blake, is that is, those reactors over there, those nuclear plants, are like supposedly the safest ones in the world. They've been like engineered and designed because apparently Japan has earthquake, it's like a regular thing, like more regular than California.
Yeah, they're building.
And they're like, these were designed for like 7.5s, but no one would have ever imagined there would have been an 8.9 earthquake.
2012, dude.
I'm not buying
it. I just, anytime we
can. That's going to come flying by and just go right on by.
Anytime
just,
I can throw that at
like
you.
Y2K.
Well, on an offshoot of that, you know, Gilbert Gottfried does the voice of the Aflac Duck.
And he got fired.
He made some not so nice jokes about the earthquakes and tsunami in Japan. So, Mitch, I ask you, harmless comedy bits or this dude's a jackass?
Dude, it's hard to say. Just an outsider looking in, jackass.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? He might just be so dumb that he just doesn't...
Didn't think of it? Yeah. I read him.
But think about it. I mean, that guy annoys me.
He does annoy me, too. I mean, it can't be that hard to find somebody to go, Aflac, over and over again, right? I mean,
no.
Okay. Moving on to a com... I already know the answer to this. Mitch, March Madness is upon us. You following any teams?
No.
I didn't figure you were.
Basketball is just not my bag, buddy.
Yeah. Well, March Madness is upon us.
I'll go dunk on your ass right now.
you got like 5 inches on me, dude.
So? Yeah. didn't stop Muggsy Bogues.
Anyways, guys, March Madness is upon us. I don't know if you guys do the bracket challenges. I do a couple every year. That's probably the most fun part for me. To pick my favorite to win it all this year, I think it's going to be Kansas. Mark my words, I think it's going to be Kansas. There's no team out there that's better than any other team. I think it's really, the parity is almost NFL-like, that anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But I think KU is going to take it all. Back to another sensitive subject. My mother-in-law brought this to my attention, and this is affecting a lot of military families around the U.S., The U.S. Supreme Court has now said that people have the right to protest military funerals.
What?
Yeah. Under the First Amendment right.
I tried
to figure it out. I couldn't figure out.
They're allowed to protest at military funerals?
Yeah, like you... Yes. Like you could go to a military
with a freaking
funeral.
Picket sign?
Yeah, to protest the war and whatnot.
I don't think that'd be wise for the... For somebody
well, the,
to
the
do
the joke
that.
On Facebook is, I'd like to see them try and they can see me exercise my Second Amendment right, which is kind of the joke that's going around.
Well, yeah, they better plan their funeral before they do that.
I mean, that's just not even... I mean, I understand freedom of speech, but... I think that's the hard part.
What about respect?
I think that's the hard part in making rules within society is there's no rules for freaking common sense, you know? Like, yes, here's the rule, but use common sense.
Yeah. What's that old saying? You can't teach common sense?
Yeah. Can't teach stupid. you know, so anyways, I had to bring that up. Back to the sporting world. So the NFL owners have locked the players out. Yeah. They could not come to an agreement.
That's what I hear. It doesn't look like we're going to have football next year.
Which, I mean, I don't want to go on a rant range because, to be honest with you, Mitch and I don't always agree on the whole money for players type of situation when it comes to NFL players. I think this is a joke. I think it's billionaires arguing with millionaires about how to because I know you don't follow this as much as I do. They're fighting over $9 billion and how to split it. Darn. That's tough, Mitch. That's what they're fighting over. That's what they can't come
to. $9
billion? $9 billion is what the annual revenue for the NFL a season is. The players are trying to get... benefits, more benefits for former players, you know, because
I'd agree with that one.
I think the players run out of benefits after like 5 years.
After retirement?
After retirement.
I think if they I mean, granted, most of them make enough money that they shouldn't worry about it. But then again, like you said, can't teach stupid. Most,
right.
So most of them spend all their money.
They're fighting on that, amongst other things, healthcare plans. You know, stuff that
I think healthcare plans. I mean, if you can serve in the Senate for 1 year and get full retirement, full benefits, and everything for the rest of your life till you die, I mean,
yeah,
really,
not that way, but I mean. You know, money for research. I mean, guys that get out of the NFL and can't walk have massive brain trauma from... I mean, that stuff needs to be taken care of by the NFL. Right. No matter how late in life, it rears its ugly head, in my opinion.
Well, Troy Aikman better look out.
Should be a case-by-case basis. But here's the deal. So, the NFL owners want more money back because they're saying that they're having profit loss. Okay? It's been slowly declining.
Of course,
because they're paying players more money and so on and so forth. They're complaining that they're paying all this money for these huge stadiums, which I think is a joke because you're charging $9 for a hot dog and $14 for a beer, and taxpayers pay for half the stadium, and you're going to tell me you're losing money on it. But here's the catch. They won't show the players what they've made for the last 10 years. There's no transparency. So they're coming in and telling the players, hey, we're losing money. The players are saying, prove it. And the owners are saying, kiss my ass. So, sorry, folks. There may not be any football next year. And I think it's all a bunch of crybaby rich people. Just pisses me off. I'm just going to say that. I think there will be football next year. I just think it's a joke that they're still
at least we'll have college football.
Exactly.
Who cares about the NFL?
Exactly.
Who cares about the NFL?
Exactly. Here's an interesting. My last two here.
Except for the college players wanting to go to the NFL.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's my two weird ones for the day. Apparently, this is the headline for this new this article out of Florida. April showers brings free cars. Apparently, I don't know if it was a wager with another auto dealership, but there's a dude that owns an automobile dealership there in Florida that is saying if it rains over 1 inch on the morning of April 8th, he will give everyone that bought a car in March their cars for free. He'll pay them off for them. Ballsy.
And it happened.
I don't think it's not April 8th yet, so we don't know if it's happened.
Oh. What?
But I mean...
One listening.
That's pretty ballsy. I mean, it's Florida in springtime.
Yeah.
It could easily get an inch of rain. Maybe this guy's car lot sucks and he didn't sell any cars in March. That's probably more likely scenario. So, and the last one I'll leave you with is I picked just out of... it just seemed humorous. And I want to talk to this woman and say, you know, you could have done much worse than this. Man cheats on his wife. Get a divorce. He goes on vacation with his new girlfriend to St. Lucia. They come back, and apparently his ex-wife flew to Chicago, broke into their house, and cut the crotch out of all the girlfriend's panties and pants and threw them all in the driveway.
Creative.
Now let's think about this. Who is this really hurting? Because it ain't hurting the man.
That's true.
I mean, I've read stories of women painting, you know, graffiti on the garage door of the ex-husband's house, and you know, you've seen, you know, like the Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood videos for like crazy ex-girlfriend and stuff like that. All you did was flow it all over the house, broke into the house, didn't steal nothing. Didn't really destroy anything. Just cut the crotches out of the panties of your ex-husband's new girlfriend. Speechless, Mitch.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think she could have been a tad more eventful?
Really? He was just helping him.
I mean, in the long run, who's the winner here? The dude.
Yeah.
You know? So, we don't have anything else for you guys.
What does that teach you, kids?
Anyways, guys, other than that, we'll see you down the road in Austin this week. We've got another podcast coming up for you next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast every week. As we say, keep going back to the Twitter, keep going back to Facebook. We've got different giveaways going on almost every single week. We're going to start giving away free passes to shows coming up starting in April. So keep checking back. Glad to have you. We are Rose Hill.
We're out.
Yeah. guys, thanks for listening to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.